Steve Gruber Show is rolling full steam ahead. Here's Steve.
If I had $1 million, I'd invest. That's what I would do. My next guest, Dr. Tim Nash, Senior Vice President and Director of the McNair Center for the Advancement of Free Enterprise and Entrepreneurship at Northwood University. Doctor, welcome back to the program.
Great to be with you, Steve.
A lot of things going on. I guess we could talk about the Dow breaking 26,000 for the first time, unemployment at 4.1%. Unemployment among black Americans at a historical low, all-time low since they began checking that stat in 1972. Let's see, there's expecting building trades are up, housing values are up. I can't find a dark spot in the economy except for debt and the possibility that it's overheating. What are your thoughts, sir?
Yeah, I think that the economy is in a very strong position, and I think that 2018 is going to be a very good year for Michigan and for the U.S. economy. In terms of the stock market, I think that if you adjust the stock market for inflation, it's due for somewhat of a correction, but it's making up for a lot of lost time in the last decade. So I think that the stock market, if you go back and look, Steve, there were people 10 years ago predicting 30,000 by now, and I think we're finally starting to realize some of those goals.
Yeah, Dow 36,000, the book made famous. They were kind of ridiculed and laughed out of the place. Well, guess what? They're not being laughed at anymore, are they? The biggest first year for the stock market since Franklin Roosevelt in 1933. That's pretty outstanding. And Franklin Roosevelt, of course, coming off the crash of 1929 when they were still recovering. So that's a pretty impressive comparison there as well.
Yeah, the stock market last year was up almost 26%. So it was a great first year for the president, and obviously more than that from the time the president won the 2016 election. So it's you're right. It's been very impressive growth so far for President Trump. As you noted, with the stock market crossing 26,000, it's already up almost 5%. In 2018, and most people would love to have 4.7% growth for an entire year rather than not even a month.
And as we look across the country, some 2.5 million Americans have gotten bonuses of $1,000, $2,000 from different employers out there. We just read yesterday that Apple is bringing $350 billion back home to America, paying a $38 billion one-time fee, a tax that is, on that money being repatriated. They're going to spend another $30 billion and build some tech centers here, hiring another 20,000 or more employees. That's just one of the examples, and it's one after the other after the other. So my question is, at what point do the Democrats have to admit, this wasn't Armageddon, this is actually working pretty well right now? Of course, debt's a long-term concern, but in the short term, it's juiced the economy pretty well.
Well, I think you raise a great point that a lot of people don't talk about. And that is that there's somewhere between $2.5 and $3.5 trillion overseas, and having those dollars back in the United States will mean monumental investment opportunities for the U.S. economy. You couple that with the tax cut and President Trump and Congress's movement on reducing regulations, and the economy could easily grow to the point where a number of economists have said not only will we have great growth, but we'll have the ability to not increase, but maybe even over an eight-year presidency, maybe even reduce the national debt rather than increase it. And when you think about where the Democratic members of the Congress are right now, I think they're doing a lot of soul searching as to what they can talk about, because you look at traditional Democrats like Jamie Dimon, the chairman of the board of one of the largest banks in the world, J.P. Morgan Chase. He just came out last week and said that he believes there's a strong chance that the U.S. economy could hit 4% growth in 2018.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something? 4% growth. People Absolutely. Said that Donald Trump couldn't get to 3% growth. Of course, Paul Krugman said on the 9th of November that the stock market was basically going to go into free fall, that America would never recover, the economy would never recover, it was going to be you know, destruction. And within a year, we'd be below 10,000 on the Dow. And this guy won a Nobel Prize in economics. Crazy.
Well, I'll tell you, he's a very good economist when it comes to international trade. He should stick to his expertise.
Yeah. The fact of the matter is, though, there will be a correction. It's inevitable. Has to happen. The question is, how big? Will it be 10%, 20%? But think about this. Even if there was a 40% correction now, you would still be ahead of, the Dow would still be higher than it was when Donald Trump was elected. That's pretty incredible, isn't it?
Oh, no, it really is. It's and the thing that I think is important to note are, again, the fundamentals, this 2.5 to 3.5 trillion coming back into the economy, the regulatory effect, the tax cuts. You know, this correction doesn't have to be big and it doesn't have to be long. And the fact of the matter is that these are differentiators that I think potentially even negate a major correction of any kind, let alone a 40% correction.
Well, there you go. And we just want to put those things out there, you know, because I've always been told if you're in mutual funds, like so many people are, like retirees and people on their way to retirement and so forth, just, you know, buy your funds, put it in a drawer, don't look at it for 30, 40 years, and it'll do well. And, well, looks like it's doing well.
Yeah, you know, the stock market averages over 10% a year. If you look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average as one of the benchmarks to the stock market, since Dr. Dow, no relation to Dow Chemical here in Midland, since Dr. Dow, who was a mathematician, came up with the idea for the Dow Jones Industrial Average in 1890, it's averaged over 10% a year.
Well,
and so if you're right, if you let the stock market ride, you buy an index fund of the stock market, you're going to have some ups, you're going to have some downs. But you know, you need to have a good manager of your money, but you're absolutely right. Buy some good funds and let your broker manage them, and you rest assured that you're going to do well over the long term.
Dr. Tim Nash here from Northwood University. What are your concerns, though, as you look out at the economy? Is it inflation? Is it something going wrong with the Chinese economy? What are your concerns? If there are, what would they be?
Well, you know, as you noted, the national debt is still a concern. It's about 105% of GDP. And if we don't get the growth that we're hoping for, you know, a growing national debt certainly shackles the economy and its ability to grow. The unrest in the world from what's happening with North Korea to, concerns over what China and Russia are doing.
Sure.
And certainly concerns in the Middle East make it, an unstable world that, in many ways, the world has to say thank goodness for the United States and the those great heroes, those men and women defending not just the United States, but much of the world.
Well, let's hope everything stays relatively stable. Dr. Tim Nash, Senior Vice President and Director of the McNair Center for the Advancement of Free Enterprise and Entrepreneurship at Northwood University. Always a pleasure, Doctor.
Steve, always a pleasure being with you. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, sir. It's 41 after on this Free for All Friday. We'll be talking more about the memo. This four-page memo circulating on Capitol Hill, bringing to light the FBI, the Department of Justice, what really went on with the FISA courts. It's a big deal. The curtain's about to be yanked back, I think. Stay with us here on the Steve Gerber Show.